Well, let's move on just for a moment into chapter 8. Now, to me, chapter 8 is one of the key chapters of this whole book. For it tells some very important things. It lays out some principles that I think we have neglected today, for the most part, that is, the church has neglected. And if we'd get back to some of these principles, it would greatly enhance our ability to really serve God as we should. Chapter 8, verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Ezra. These people had drifted far away from the law of God. They knew very little about the law of God, it seems. And so Ezra, who was the scribe and the priest, he was a man that was really fully prepared, as we learned earlier. He was really fully prepared to bring the message. He knew the law of God. He had done the law of God. Now he's ready to teach the law of God. So they all came together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. Now this is interesting as to how they did this. They came together as one man. That is, it was one congregation, one group. And they spake unto Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. Going right on back here to the original now, to the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. Ezra didn't come together to make a speech. He didn't come together to teach a lot of subjects. The purpose was to bring the book of the law of Moses. That's what they brought. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. So this was a mixed congregation, men and women, all that could hear with understanding. All that had the ability to understand were there. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. Now this street